continued Shir Samach Beis by the Rosh Yeshiva Beis Sivan Heitov Shemem Vav 6986 on Monday. Continued.
So the maximum stimulation consists in stimulating the child to the extent that he'll ask questions. But if the child is of superior intelligence, if the servant is apparently going out there, was not a simple average slave. He was of superior intelligence. And Rav Nachman felt that he could be stimulated to more than asking. He could be stimulated to be the answer. So that's why he reversed the decision. From the will of the emotion on how doesn't mean Chayav Nivasat and Yosef Yitzchayim that he should conjure up terrible ideas and really feel that he was Yitzchayim, he was slave, and he was delivered by his family. That's it. There is no such mitzvah that he should conjure up terrible ideas. He has to be very rational without conjuring up terrible ideas. But what it means that in Jews shouldn't feel peace of mind. Of course, I have to be Shabeach for the Beis Shalom because of the missing. Of the missing he showed to our ancestors. Now, he has to give gratitude as seen he had been in Egyptian language in Yotam Yitzchayim. So then he would have to feel great. You know, there is Shvach and there is Yoy. Let's say in the Amidah, in the Shemesh. So we have the first three prophets, the Shvach. Then the 12, 13, we call Shemesh 18, actually it's 19. But we call Shemesh 18 because one Bracha of Berachas HaMoshim was composed much later. That was not composed by the Anshmes Adela, it was composed by Shulakot. So originally there were only 18 Brachas, so that's why it's called Shemesh. We call Shemesh Shabbos Shabbos. When there are only 7 brachas, we also call Shabbos Nesta, because Nesta is the equivalent for it here, but actually there are 19. So the first 2 brachas were Shabbos, the last 2 brachas, that's the middle. And the middle, the 12, the 13 brachas, are the Koshes Sofer. What is different between Shvach and the Lord? Shvach means praise. He prays for the Asia. He can pray for the Asia. Even if we don't feel it's indebted to the nation, possibly. So we still pray for the nation because of the wonderful things that the nation does. The joy is gratitude, not just praise. In fact, the first three prophets involve Shvach, not the joy. Not the joy. I would say, what do we say? What do we say in the first three prophets? We mentioned Chris Amisa. Can we be grateful to the initial of Chris Amisa? It's yet to take place. We didn't take place yet. So it's yet to take place. So, but we can be shocked for the initial because it's going to be a reason of Amisa. Machine came the rest of the workers. That's a good. Maybe Manaka walk. And so that's a good. That's better. So, they were and how and that were they. We don't say what. Why? Because the Ramans do. Because the Hallel and that were they, the Hallel who sing these Agnesis and Yonte. So you say what? Of course you say what. I mean, the first shame and how and shame it from some minute. How if you say the first day of Pesach, you say what? You say what? Machine can how my boy in that body. We don't see because that's the shit. And the howl and dante in the morning is the shit. What's the difference between the shri and the shri? So I said, shri means to tear shvach. Shira means to tear shvach. So the shri, like sound that spontaneously emanates naturally from the heart of the person. Gratitude. So if it's the Tiershva, so that's great, that requires a part. But if it's the Tiershidoye, so that Chile, it doesn't require a part. So Mele, that's the Pshat. The Chodeh, the Echai, the Mele, the Sakhu, the Yotzim, the Tzvahim. But the Tzvahim, and only there's a Chai, the Mershah. But if it is, it's not just on the basis of the fact that if our ancestors having been delivered out of Egyptian bondage, so we still would be spiritual slaves. We couldn't say that we would still be physical slaves of Pharaoh. I mean, Pharaoh is something of the past, a new Pharaoh, but the old Pharaoh doesn't exist. So, but it's not that. It means that Pesach night, a Jew has to feel as if he just has been delivered out of the Egyptian body. So then he would be clear to give them to his gratitude to hallow their shir. So that's what it means. That's why the Mishnah says, Leficha! Anachna chayotim lehidis lehallow l'shabeach b'foyah l'vene. It's not just l'shabeach, it's l'shabeach together with lehidis. If ladies allow Shabbat before the Rima, the law of the colors, the Swab, the law is gone, you see, my dear. In some of the things that we see from the Lord, Matthew, the Lord, we should be good and come out with you. Kabir from the Hene, the Shammai, the Nabi, the Nabi, the Nabi, the first to be more out. There's the seal, and the Nima, the Lord, the Nabi, the Nabi, there's the second to be more out. And that's all we say, you know, in the first part of that one. The other Kippitlach will say, after the Birch Amos, the Gondolza. But in the first part of the Agode, we say, we pass by the Sila, the first Kippitlach. And Chalom Shalai Moim, the Chesin Gule, so the Rabbam explains, Chesin Gule says in a general way, and it could be called in the Tal and Shikhe, and the Rabakilish. But then there's a Machlikin between the Tal and the Rabakilish. So there is no special sin. So the Chiz, second for Tavim, Rashman says for Tavim could agree with what the Nechama says for Zikul. What he says, the Chiz Zikul means that doesn't mean that there is another sin at the end. But it's put in parentheses. Because why is it put in parentheses? Because the idea is not minapsochim nazbochim. Why is the right girl saying? Why? The answer is because there was a gigge of Hitesvot and there was a gigge of Hidalot. So everybody, every Jew was marked on Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, also had been marked the Chagigah, the Yesidah, some Mele, and what was called first? His Rochem was called first. The Midas Redoubt was called first. And then the Tzach. Then the Tzach. So that's why the Almighty Rosh say that the right years is Minach Sochim. Because the Tzachim was Mikra first. But you see, in all the Haggadahs, the three Shabbos, the Pesach night is even night, the three Shabbos, then you say, Natsochim Natsochim. Right? So, the Baruch Hepstein says, you know, he has his feelings that you see, it's the Baruch HaMazetzah, because it was written, you know, with the Mishnayos, it was written in the margins of somebody wrote, and Mishnayos, so he wrote that because the text in the Mishnayos is in Hasbach Matzoch, but the original Girse, the Gemara was in Hasbach Matzoch. So then on the margin, so the one who wrote manuscript wrote on the margin, the men pay in a tzochim as well. What he meant was the Mishnah tzochim in the Gemara. So the Yerse is not in a tzochim the way it's Mishnah is, but in a tzochim as well. So then the Bochum has said, so that men pay is taught to himself, but the three men pay. So the man being mistakes. It must mean Mitzvah Shabbos. So it are not men pay, but men go shin pay. So he says, that's how it came. But he means Joyce, and he has a several explanations like that. But all these explanations are the first. I mean, there's not a problem, there's no doubt. But all these explanations, in general, I mean, this approach is. People think that's scientific, but it's the opposite of scientific, this approach. To say, in those days, the Bochazetzas were not Tamarazzi. Today, the Bochazetzas are not Tamarazzi. But in those days, the Bochazetzas were not Tamarazzi. But the real shot is to change others, because why do we say, the right Yerseh, because Yerseh Dalet is called before the Kod Pesach. But if the same night in Yerseh Shabbos means Erev Pesach was Shabbos, so Kod Pesach is the Yerseh Shabbos. But Yerseh Dalet is not the Yerseh Shabbos, Yerseh Dalet. It's not the Yerseh Shabbos, but the Mora says. So Mela again, it was the Makhvivya of Yerseh Dalet. If there are things of Hashem's. But he was much free. He gets the smoke. He gets the smoke. So then the smoke makes reference to him. He gets the smoke. So the Pesach is Mitre before the Yes the smoke. And Pesach is Mitre from the Dalit. And the Yes the smoke is Mitre much later. So Mele, that's why we tell you Shabbos. So the Pesach is Mikhail before the Midas Tzvah. So yes, the same Napsok and Mitzvah. That's the real shit. Abu Hamishan Bal Yisrael. Okay, so for next week, it's right in the Shvet. I thought, stop that. So just, actually, I mean, you have to be ready and be more up to Kutifches on Dalet. Up to the end of Kutifches, or let's say, up to the end of Kutifches on Dalet.
Shir, Samach Gimel, Psachim, Baruch Hashem, Ches, Sivan, Hetav, Shemem, Vav. June 15th, 1986, and Sunday.
In other words, Mishnah says, Chai Chodir Vadei Chai Vadei Nirzis Atzmei to Yotzim Yitzchayim. Shemema Vigal Kol Yidin Chavayim Ahu Leimeya Ba'avuzer Oso Adishem Mi Bitzayim Yitzchayim. But in addition, he should say, Lo Yis Adisei Yubad Eitzion. Shemema Vitzonu El Af Yitzonu. Shenema be son of Hitzin Shomra, man hobby son of the Oret, as we do the same. This is how we do. We say it in the Bode. The Chode of the Day, I want to do a Saki to your own sign. Shenema be Gallo in Hawaii, Hawaii, Mayor, Babazel, Son Shen, we be chasing its toy. Lawyers are the same with Bab, like we both have the son of Shenema be son of Hitzin Shom, the man hobby son of. Hobby in some way. Our words are some used by the same way as others hold with us. Now the question is, what is Chodeh? Don't we say already, the Chodeh of the day high of the year is that's me who you're on the sign, Shemma the Gartel Gunchava in a whole email, but the Zero saw and Shem Lee, the Tasty and the Troy, lawyers are the same with Bad God and the Borough, a lot of some. I discussed it. I don't think I ever discussed it here, but I was Pesach in Toronto, so in my son was true. So in the afternoon, I spoke about the other cases. So I discussed that. I mentioned the Machlekes, the Rambam and Chacham Tzofas, at the end of the Sefer of the Meir, whether now. So Rashi says that in Hebrew, Ben Yishmitzri, Yisei of Ben Yisrael, Milami Chemiz Gai. So the Ramban raises the question, why does the Hebrew say that Yisei of Ben Yisrael implies that he was Mizgai? Who was that in Kalev? He was, his mother was Jewish, and the father was that notorious Mitzri, you know, whom Moshe Rabbeinu killed B'Shem HaMikdash. The notorious Mitzri was mighty in the Hebrew, you know. So that was the father, and he raped, you know, this Jewish woman. And that the color was the offspring. So the halacha is that Atma Borobas Yisrael, so the child is Mishyachis after the mother, is not Mishyachis after the father. So what do you need girls for? So the Ramban raises that question, and he says that the Chacham Tzofas, said that inasmuch as it was before the Torah, and there is a halacha, the Gemara says, the Unis halacha harazot. In other words, if there is an intermarriage between Jews and non-Jews, so then the status of the mother determines the status of the offspring, of the child. But if there is a marriage between a non-Jew and a non-Jew, but the father, let's say, is of one nationality, and the mother is another nationality, let's say a Kanani married, let's say, a Mitzri, and then they have a child. So the question is the child considered in Mitzriya, the child is considered Iknai. If the child is considered in Mitzri, so then they are Shlishi other than the Kaladishem. But until the third generation, when they are Mitzriya, they are also loving the Kol. If the child is Iknaini, so then of course, if he's Mitzriya, there is a din of Mitzriya called Shomo. But the Rambam says, even if they are Mitzriya, he's in the Neachman at all to kill them. So then they are not nine, they are Jews. So then is Mutter. Then is Mutter of Mikol, except for the Israel of Nisimim or Aizmarashai. But suppose not a nine Mary. But let's say another nation, a godly Mary, they meet this. So then they have a child. So the halacha is biyumi solach hakazoch, that when the marriage is between one nochri and another, and the nochris, so then it's patrilineal descent that he has. So in other words, the status of the father determines the status of the child. So if there is an intermarriage between a Jew and a non-Jew, so then it's a hazaka. If there is a marriage between one non-Jew and another non-Jew, so then the national status of the father determines, not the mother. If the father is an Armenian, even though the mother is not an Armenian, the child is an Armenian, and he's also a son. So it's also what we call, if the father is not an Armenian, the mother is an Armenian, they have a son. So the son is mutar of the Kol. So Chachmei Tzofa says, inasmuch as it was before Mahinele, so they were treated like Mineach. So Mineach, a Jew, and the Mitzri was like a marriage between two nationalities, you know. Both of whom are non-Jews. So then it's the status of the father determines. The father was a Mitzri and the mother was a Hebrew. So Melee, the status of the father determined, and he had to be inspired, otherwise he would be considered as a Mitzri. So the Ramban, that's what the Chachmei Tzofa says. The Ramban says it's not so. He says, Misho Shenichnas Aprom Libris, so he became endowed with his Yisrael. Yotzom Aprom Libris. It's not a fact that Mishnah Melech and Zechkire, where the Globes and the descendants of Globes had been of Neach and Yisrael, actually it seems to be in Akrikis between the Chachmei Tzofa and the Rabban. We have the Pirush of Rabban on Chumash Yosef. So, the Ramban says, Misho Shenichnas Aprom Libris, so Yotzom Chob Neach and the Hebrew is Yisrael. And what he mentions, the Gemara says in the Gushim, that Akum is Yere Shesobit Vape, Shenema, Ki Yehusho Leisof Nesati, the South Sea, Logash. So it's a riot, the Nakum, so the Gemara repeats that riot. The Din is like it, the Gemara repeats that riot. The Gemara says, if you know Yisrael Munasham, what's the raya that Esau and Yehusha and Esau's children and Yehusha, Esau was not even there. He was a Jew, but Esau Muna. He was Esau Muna. But Esau Muna is also Esau. Now, if we are to say that the others themselves are even there, how could Esau become a Muna? A good cannot become a Muna. Only a Jew can become. So it's a riot, the Globes, and not Israel. And they saw, if he hadn't sinned, so he would also be a Israel Gomor. But he sinned because he saw Muna. So it's a riot that even before Matan Torah, they had Jewish Israel. So it's a riot. Oh, so then the question is, so why did he have to remove Skyela? In other words, when the Medrash says, she was Skyela, that he had go through Deus. In other words, he identified himself with the Jewish people. He considered himself Jewish, even though his father was a Mitzri, but he considered himself, in other words, he did not adhere to the resolution of adopted by the former rabbis, patrilineal descent. So he identified himself with the Jewish people. That's a Chinese. Now they have to understand the sheep of God. So I said as follows, I mentioned that he surely knew nothing in connection with this. We talk about it, I mentioned. In other words, that they are two dishes of soil. One dish is the soil, this is the soil of the Prat. Every Jew as an individual has this is the soil. And then there is this is the soil of the crowd. Whereas the soil of the crowd, as a matter of fact, I mean the Tulsa, I mean Hashkote, but it's halachically true. You know, the pizza of the originator spoke many times to the Russian government, to the Minister of Education in Southeast Russia, and he knew Russian, German, he knew many languages in this world. So one time when he visited the Minister of Education in Southeast Russia, that Minister of Education happened to be a very educated, cultured person. So he said to Rabbi Lojaneya, the Talmud has such a negative attitude toward Gentiles. So it's not so. So he has to send two things. So he said, first of all, the Jewish faith in general looks down upon non-Jews. So he said, why is it? He says, don't you every day say a blessing, shall your son go? So Rabbi Lojaneya said, we also say blessing Shem Sam Yishor. Do you think we are so crazy that we consider women inferior? I mentioned that you see how the Yavidus Adiris, I mean. So at that time, even the minister, you know, the Chinese government, certainly not made the soil. Impossible. So he himself realized that to say that the Jewish religion considers the woman, you know, relegates the woman, you know, to a subhuman level, is ridiculous. I mean, it's stupid. But today, I mean, such intelligent people, I mean, enlightened people, they all say it. Even modern rabbis say the same thing. I don't want to talk of Shemar against anybody, not even modern rabbis, but they say the same thing. So anyway, and still we say, shall we stand the show? So he was very impressed with this answer. So he said, so why do you say show your son in the show? So he said, because a man has more mitzvahs than a woman. So we are grateful. We express our gratitude to the Almighty for giving us more mitzvahs than he gave the women. And of course, non-Jews were not commanded, you know, to fulfill 613 commandments. They are only commanded to fulfill 7 commandments. So we express our gratitude, that's the reason. Then the second question was, but how did the Talmud say, after the modom, they say the modom? In other words, that non-Jews are not considered human beings? So he said, that's a good question, but I'll give you an answer. The first question was a ridiculous question, but this question is a good question, because on the surface, it has to show in tears as if the Chazal considered the non-Jews to be of a subhuman level. That's how it appears on the surface. But God forbid, I mean that this of the meaning of the Talmud, and says, you see that our sages did not, God forbid, mean that the Gentiles, non-Jews, are the subhuman level, because whenever the Torah uses the expression Yish, Ich will Rabbi Sachen, and we still say the Rabbi Sachen, not only an angel. Achen means not only an angel, it means a pagan. So even a pagan, an idol worshiper, not a gestation, but an idol worshiper, is also considered a human being. He's also considered a human being. But, so how is it that Odo excludes an angel? He says, in Hebrew language, we have many terms designating a human being. We give a Odo. So, Enish, Ish, Enish, Geber, Odo. So, Ish, Enish, Geber, have it look. Have it look. So, Ish, so the plural is either Ishim or Anoshim, it's not so clear. Enish, so the plural is Anoshim, Geber, Vori, Odo does not have it look. So, if you want to refer to one human being, you say Allah. And if you want to refer to a million human beings, you also say Allah. Why? Because Ish, Enish, and Geber designate a human being as an individual. An individual. Although, so it is a plural. But you have one individual, you have many individuals. But Odom designates the human being not as an individual, but as a collective. The Torah says, Ere Odom and Chava were created by Yitchosh Mon Odom. In other words, at that time they represented humanity, the human race. It wasn't just two individual human beings, but the human race, that was humanity at that time. So Odom designates humanity in general. That's why the Talmud says, Adam Kum Odom, they say Kum Odom, because a Jew has an existence, not just an arbitrary existence that can be changed, but an absolute existence as an individual, and the Jewish people has as an existence as a collective. Well, all the Jews together are considered like one individual, and every individual Jew constituting a leader of the collective Jewish people. And this is how Jews are supposed to feel towards each other, like glimpses of a gigantic human being. Gigantic human being. So, but non-Jews, so of course, every non-Jew is as dignified as a Jew. As a Jew, because he was created in the image of God. But they don't have any absolute existence as a collective. Of course, you have Russian people, you have German people, you have Spanish people, you have Italian people, and you have French people, you have all kinds of people. But these, you know, are arbitrary. One person, while lives in one country, is a member of the Russian nation, then moves to Germany and becomes a member of the German people. So, but they don't have any absolute existence as a collective. That's why we say, Atum Kum Modon, Vein Yisrael Kum Modon, says, one of our greatest Torah giants, Abinu Tam, so says that a non-Jew cannot be called Odom, but Hodom he's called. And he deduces it from the Talmud that says, "Minayim shatul nochi loisi kufila areichum odo shenema ashi yaser yisom odom kachay ben ashi yaser yisom kahan rivim yisrael loyne nara lo odom ulambe yichatul akum loisi kufila areichum odo shenema yisrael odom." So what's the difference between odom and hodom? Hodom is the same word as odom, except it has the idea. It's a shulchan hashulchan. But because of the hey idea, so Hodom designates the individual member of the human race. So die noch Result called on. But Adam, without the energy, designates just humanity. So non-Jews do not have an absolute existence as a collective. So maybe that means, but the existence of Jews as a collective is not something artificial. That was affected by the Rebbe Shalom. And that what took effect at Matipo. In Shoshim, because our former priest, this is the Shita of Chachitov. Of course, it goes without saying that the moment our former being was Nichas the priest, so he came in doubt in Vishas Yisrael. What kind of Vishas Yisrael? Vishas Yisrael of the tract. Not at the clock. Because there was no such thing as a Jewish nation until Matipo. Hagim Mazen Yei Solyam. I think they have never said, even though it's mentioned in the survey, but it has reference to Matan Torah. In other words, through Matan Torah they became a nation, and through Matan Torah they were not a nation. They were just, Nei Israel, the heritage of Israel as individuals, but not as a black. And through Matan Torah they became endowed which is the soul of the cloud, and the soul of the cloud is not something that attaches only to the sum total of all the Jews. So you have 10 million Jews, so the sum total of the 10 million Jews have the soul. I mean, that is not so. Every individual Jew is an heir of this, of the totality of the Jewish nation. So every individual Jew has two kinds of Jewish soil. Jewish soil is the plot, and the Jewish soil is the plot. So the Jewish soil is the plot that took effect before Matan Torah. The Jewish soil is the plot, Hayim Hazel Yisrael, took effect at Matan Torah. And that's the reason the Gemara says that Matan Torah, they had returned and they had to be tabled. Why? Because of gales. But what kind of gales that this is the soil for? They had to become endowed to this is the soil of the cloud. That also constituted gales and outward. So anyway, there is no machlekes that between Chachmitzah and Chachmitzah. So both agree that insofar as this is the soil of the cloud is concerned, so that took effect, Mishoshin of Chachmitzah only believes. Chachmitzah also agree with that. And that's the Raya from the Lord and Vishnu, whom we call Israel Munashahana. And both agree that insofar as it is the soil of the cloud is concerned, so it only originated with Matan Torah in Adin Israel. Until Matan Torah, there was only Bnei Israel, children of Israel. There was no such thing as a Jewish nation. The Jewish nation as an entity in itself, took effect only at Matan Torah. But Lake is between Chachmitzahs and the Ramban is in this question. Now the general rule is there is one halacha that is halacha harazach, and that's in conformity to the general principle of mishpachas afkuyam mishpachah, mishpachas eidim for mishpachah. So the same thing is true about going to the mishpachas af, that's mishpachah, and mishpachas eidim, any kind of mishpachah. Now the question is, suppose there is a marriage between two mishpachas, two nationalities, both of whom are non-Jewish. So we say, halacha chazak, the status of the father determines the status of the child. But then there is another halacha that gives there is an intermarriage and the non-Jew, so then we don't apply the principle of whom is Allah Chazor. Or Amim of Mishpachas Afro, Mishpachas Chazor. So then we say that the child is the Siachis of the mother, and the father is not to be considered the father. Not to be considered the father. So the Sheet of Chachmitzahs is this halacha depends upon the decision of the cloud. In other words, only when the mother his dishes is holy. And the Father does not have the dishes holy to call. So then the status of the mother determines. But the form of controller, so even the Hebrews didn't have the dishes holy to call. So maybe that extra law did not apply. And the advantage is that this extra law, that the status of the mother determines in case of intermarriage, does not depend upon the Jewish soil of the blood, but it depends upon the Jewish soil of the blood. Yes? So now, this is, anyway, there are two kinds of Jewish soil. So, there is a loch, the Hobay of a day, higher than the other side of the Jewish soil. What do you mean? Because you can draw a paranoid idea that, why, I wasn't born here, I was born in Egypt. And that was a little bit of a show that there is such a view to conjure up a paranoid idea. The Torah doesn't require us to become abnormal. We have to be normal. What it means is the Mishnah. And I mentioned it several times. There's the pshat in there. We'll discuss it today too. There's the pshat in the sheet of Chabad Goyim that there is a basic distinction between the hallel that is recited on every May in the Bishat Knesses and the hallel that is recited Pesach Night of the Seder. The hallel that is recited in Bishat Knesses is the hallel that is clear. But the hallel that is recited Pesach Night of the Seder is the Derashir. And it says that the reason is why we don't say Boche on the Hallel of the Seder. On the Hallel of the Seder. The Hallel, in the Pesach Knesset, we say something that's going to be first hour, but the Hallel of the Seder, I mean, the Avishan was saying, there are two yet to say Boche, but we don't pass on it. So the Bible says, no, why? Because that is the Gershia. What is the difference between Shriya and Shire, then say this, Hallel can be recited, Yitirashvach, Joshvach, and it can be recited, not only Yitirashvach, but between this, Yitirashvach Beidoi, Shvach Beidoi. Beidoi means vegetable. Now, so, of course, when the Jews were delivered out of Egyptian bondage, that first piece of mind, so then they had to give gratitude to Holy Folk for being liberated. But today, thousands of years later, so if not for the Aloha kind of universe, such as the Yukon Sky, that we don't include to say Shire, the Gerashva, not the Tera, the Teraskri, not the Terashir. So there's the Aloha kind of universe, such as the Yukon Sky, and the Mara. We have to give Shvach Veidoi for being liberated from Egyptian bondage, from Egyptian bondage and becoming free people. Veidoi, that's why the Mishnah can put so pure of a Hayom and Rehidi to Lahore and Shabea, the Foyer of Rehim and Lahadu and Gore and Lahore and Lahore, the Jesh Veidoi. So we have to give Veidoi for two things, because as a result of the Tears in Zion, we became free as a Mechirin as individuals, and we also became Mechirin as a people. Sometimes an individual might be a free person, but as a people, therefore, certain individuals in Soviet Russia, I'm sure that individuals, they are free people, spiritual people, I'm not talking about, coercion, that's not important. They are spiritual people, but as a nation, there's no doubt it is a slave nation. So maybe that's what I want to say. So, Shema, we saw no heat. In other words, this is how we express it in our words. So that pasuk about the zeros and shining the vitzis in Mitzrayim implies we almost have to give Veidoi for the fact that as individuals, each and every Jew is a free person. Is a free person. Mas você não sabe se é um Israel. Spiritually free. A Jew living in the Prussia, Pesach Mayim, cannot say that he is physically free. But spiritually is free. Spiritually is free. If a Jew in the Prussia can make an overseas long distance call to America and ask, what should we do? I have mentioned this story. With massive. As an individual. But then we also have to give it to the Rebbeinu for the fact that as a people we are free. And that too is the Chodei Avodei Chayavim Yiris Esatznei Kilu Kulonu, as a collective Yotzon Mitzrayim. Lo Yisav Yisein Bilvad, here we say in the Rosh Rabbi, Lo Yisav Yisein Bilvad Barak Yivoz, Ela Avishon Yishenema, Veisono Heitzim Yishon. What's called a person by Mizel Salim? That's not enough. We need to see it. One person is not enough. The answer is the first person indicates that as individuals we have to consider ourselves as if we are, as each one of us has just been liberated. And we have to give here a shvach ugoi. And the other person tells us that as a collective we have to consider ourselves as if we had just been liberated as a people. On our way, Mati Tzolvandia Mora Tzolvandia Bosa Tzolvandia. If he picks up Bosa and he says, Pesal Zeshol, Hoyer Kram Sinti Kayom, so it's nearer as if he's managed touching the hook. In other words, if, let's say, the father and the mother are blind, then the son is not needed in the halacha of the Zeomer. That's it. That's a question. That's a question. So, here too, a sume is nismai. Any the Roman Rina shall kill Rabon and Rabbi Yitzhak was blind. Man the Roman Akari to the Rabbi Yitzhak's house, who said that Akari? In other words, so there the custom was not like today. Today we are more, sophisticated. Everyone says that Akari himself. But Man Chazal So one person said the Agore, and the others listened, and they relate him to the Aloche of Shemayadim. So who decided the Agore? Kavitz, obviously blind. Obviously, he knew the whole Agore by heart. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to decide. But there is Aloche in Shemayadim, that only in Chuyabidom can be made the others. But someone is not going to go, oh, can I make the others? So, according to Rav Achim and Yaakov, that as soon as he's put on the name of Agode, how could Rav Yitzchak be made to the other guests in his house? Om Rav Yitzchak, man don't know how to do the Rav Yitzchak, is also blind. Michlau, Rabach by Yaakov Sova, Matuna Zed Reis. Because otherwise, if he held the Rabon, so why should we say that the Sume cannot be made to others? The Rabon is higher, so he should be able to be made to. For Rabach by Yaakov, for the Homa, for the Kri. Michal Rav Yaakov Shalom Rav Masna Zed Reise, for Rav Yaakov Shalom Rav Masna Zed Reise, for Rav Yaakov Shalom Rav Masna Zed Reise. He says it physically, that Masna Zed Reise, Kosova, all the people Rav Yaakov Shalom Rav Masna Zed Reise. So since this man is a Midosh, a Sume couldn't be made see, so maybe the Chachamim Rav Misakim, the Tumid Rav Masna, he shouldn't be able to be made see either. Now let's see that. Also zum Gesehen hat der Schmuck und ich sage, habe ich in mir in einem, aber ich habe ihn gesagt, habe ich auch gewusst, ich bleibe hier, ich habe das von der Abkommen, ich bin der Reis, die im Geschenk noch an mir steigen, die ist vor der Rassen an der Folge, wenn ich mit sie auch hin, die die Fibosan, wenn ich auch hin, die Fibosan, so in other words, so when do we say that mit der Abkommen, ich bin in Israel, bis man so this man is a midosh, but this is high rabbon. But so he couldn't be put there. So maybe even justice as this man is a midosh, he couldn't be made to others. So he now this man say, so he couldn't be made to others either. Rafshishes, who Rafshishes, Nando, Rale, Kodi, King, Rabon, Jim, Raisi. So the Alokha should be the same. Now is this man is in the church. So the Gemara says, Hochash, Bishri, the Hosom. So now the Gemara is the different terms. So the Gemara says, the third Gemara says, that Rafshishes and Rafshishes, that we eat Rabacha by Yaakov, Yalpusin. But now the Gemara is saying, no, that Hashemishes and Rav Yitzchak and Achilkan and Rav Achav Yaakov Yalkus, they hold that the Sume is also higher in the Agor. In other words, of course, this Gemara goes a little bit of a border, because the Shita of Bibi is that the Sume is part of a whole Agor too, it's part of a film, it's part of a whole. But the Rabbona from today, they hold that the Sunni is higher than Chom Tamar. So mainly, so what Chabad Yaakov says of the Agode is potter, because Babu said, it is not only the Agode, it is the mitzvah of the Night Pesach, it's potter. And the Rav Sheish and the Rabbin said, Achim Yikana Bakriya, Bishri Osun Dabu Mekabu Nizeh, Uksibu Nizeh, then who, as I said, Uksibu Nizeh Shmanu Pati Sunni, Sabu Sunlas, Abuachi Lababuze Malik things, hello Babu Matumorgos. So they don't doubt and they don't doubt in the exertion. Let's see the right now. המחמורות הם ככה, היא חמת מאוד, זאת אומרת שאולי פסיפוס חיים, שאני אשביל את זה, לא יגענו להם. לפי חוק אנחנו חיובים, אומר אחרים, אומר אביכם, חאויו וכיסיו וידידיו אחסים, חאו קיו, is mentioned many times. Did you? Many times. So the question is it one word? And if it's one word, then it's Hauyo. And so blessed by the ending of the few days, there's no question. We have the passage in Tanakh. We have the passage in Tanakh. Tachtio. No, we're not going to. That's in Yechezkel. Tachtio. Which means Tachas. But why do you say Tachtio? So that's in the grammatical form. That sometimes you add to a certain word the good head. The good head you add. But in the same word, so here, just as tahtio has the same meaning as tahas, so how yo has the same meaning as how. And the yud k does not refer to the invention. If we say it's two words, then it's not how yo. But it's Haulukyo. Haulukyo. So then it's two words. So I'm going to feel like I'm Haulukyo. Haulukyo. The Kisiyo. The Indidyo. Achase. Rabama Kisiyo. Mechavyo. Achase. So Mechavyo. It's in a certain section. In Yerushalayim. Called Mechavyo. So in other words, so it's not that it's Mechavyo. But it's Chachavio, it's Rachav, very broad. Why is there a Yud Hei? That's a certain grammatical form, like Tachtio. Rav Omar Kisiyo Mechavio Achasein. Rav Omar Mechavio Kevav is the word, but Kisiyo is two words. It's two words. Iboyo. Melchav Kiyo Rabchiz Demayi Rabchiz Desel How Yo Kisiyo Yidiyo Hasen. And but he doesn't say anything about Melchav Yo. So maybe Rabchiz holds Melchav Yo is really two words. Melchav Kiyo, Melchav Kiyo Ona. Ibon Yididyo Lirab Mai Rab says Kisiyo Merchav Yachasei. He doesn't mention anything about Yididyo. Yidichelikan Yididyo. Whereas Rav Yechanan says that it's Achas. So he holds it's two words. Or whatever Rav Yechanan says, he agrees Rab. But he adds Kisiyo Merchav Yachasei. He believed that the mind of the Lord, Toshmadom Arab, he did your Nechlat, Lishnayim, Lipichof, he did Chayl, Kiyokoyne, so we see that in respect he did your, so we have to say, according to Rab, he did Kiyon, it's the words. He boyalu, how Kiyon, Rab, Mai, he doesn't mention, he just mentions Kisiyo Mechav, Toshwar Marav, Hazine Tile Tile De Bechive, the killings at my uncle's place. Who was the uncle of Rav? That was Rav Chie. Rav Chie, so I saw many killings in Rav Chie's house, and there on the parchment it was written, Hallelujah at one hand, and then Kyo, considerable space, away from the house was written the Kyo, so it's a riot of Rabchie. Held that it's two words, it's two words, so there has to be space between them. The Kyo Rabchie said, he didn't have a shame already, so a shame already by our Kyo, how you will be in my heart, baby. In other words, it's not Yom Ruvein Shalom. It means Aloyo Menuhin. It's a certain plural form. Please, the other day, so there is another member of Shinolevi that is in conflict with this member. This member of Shinolevi implies that it's not the words, and that the Yud-Hei does not refer to the Ben Shalom. It's a certain grammatical form of plural, but there's another member of Shinolevi which implies that Halukyo is two words, and the Kyo refers to the Ben Shalom.
In a certain year. So it was very full. It was very mighty. So whenever I had to say, can you buy for me a bottle of ginger ale? He said, can you buy for me a bottle of ginger ale? So I told him, it doesn't have to be so clear. You can say ginger. I had a hard time explaining it until he agreed. So it took me many times I had to explain it because he was so full. He wouldn't even listen. So I told him, a shem has do shape its sweetness in shem. The Rambam says that when a potato is an atheist, writes a shem, he can burn it because it has no business shame because an atheist doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom, so he writes the name of the Rebbeinu Shalom, he writes the Shabbat. But the atheist, is nothing. It has to be written as Hashem. And when the person says ginger ale, he doesn't mean the ginger ale. So you don't have to say ginger ale. Finally, he agreed, you know. And he stopped calling it ginger cake. So in other words, there are certain names. You see, here, the discussion of that the didyo is two words or one word. If it's one word, so it's didyo. If it's two words, it's didyo. But that's only in respect to the didyo mentioned in the Tanakh. Yes, but you know, you have a name Yididyo. Even though the origin, or you have a name Liyo. You have a name Liyo. So what's the origin of the name Liyo? Kei Kyo. It's too shameless. So that's the etymological background of the name. But once it was coined as a name has no meaning out there. A name is a name. So, whatever the meaning is, that's in the etymological origin. But it's a name. So, when somebody has a friend whose name is Leo, so he'll call him. How will he call him? He'll call him Kate Cole. I mean, I don't understand why. That boy was said Ginger Pale, and there were many boys at Halloween, you know, whose name was Leo, and he didn't call them. Kate Cole, I mean, so that I didn't understand. But, so, only in respect to the Didio in Tanakh. So the question is whether it means Didio or it means Didit, and it's a grammatical form. But you did your name, whatever the origin is, not important. In the today, that's all. I mean, it couldn't be. Better, for example, so I would say, Elohim. Elohim is Kiddush, and sometimes, Elohim is Chayyim, and Nigash Dalabaisa. Elohim. And if somebody, when he reads the passage, he reads Baba Bais Elohim, he will say Elohim, so that's Amarachis. Never mind that. So sometimes a person will say it because of absent mindedness, that's different. But not of absent mindedness, it will say, the Nigash Baba Bais Elohim is Amarachis. And my father was very marked. He couldn't stand it, you know. Sometimes somebody reading the passage, Nigash Baba Bais Elohim will read it, Mahas Unkai, Nigash Baba Bais Elohim. So my father was very angry at that. That's Amarachis. So Mele, whatever the reason of the name of Yahweh, or you did Yahweh, but it's an error. So, of course, I mean, it goes without saying that why are certain people called the Yahweh, and why is Noah not called the Yahweh? Also because of that, I mean, Keiko. So that's the etymological background of the name. But the name is an A, and you couldn't say Elio Keiko, because we shall know how you say that. That's only Elio today. I'm the name that makes his name, Elio today, and you did your name today. A name has no meaning. So of course, you don't have to say you did Ko. If somebody has a name, you did your, so you can't be did your. How you pure the Lahazi, you will bring a hell, and this one that being your. So it means Gezer. So this all has the same meaning as Gezer. But why this all? There's a certain amount of all. And Binyor is the same name as Binyan. But it's a certain amount of form. What meant is here, the video by the question, the video, no sound of the call, can be shlemy, so there it was different, you see. There it was the Dvar Hashem, you see. So it wasn't like a name to call somebody, the video. If someone is video, he can have all the covenants in the world, but it matter. There was a Dvar Hashem. So, in other words, no sound of the said, his name is Yidit Kyo. So if we say it's two words, then that was the Mivuye that he should be called, not just the name, but the name that should indicate he was a friend of the Rebbeinu. I mean, that was the whole purpose of the name. Because of Mivuye, Barashem, but a father or a mother has a child decides to call him Yidit or so what? Besides God, very nice. She wants he should be a friend of the Rebbeinu, very nice. But still it's a name. It has no meaning. A name has no meaning. I'm sure that you hear from certain people that if somebody has a name Yidio, so you shouldn't call him Yidio, you should call him Yidio. But then Tamaratis. It's not like no somebody there, it was the Barashem. So it had a meaning. But like this, a name has no meaning. A name has no meaning. But yes.
So in writing also you don't have to be marked?
No, you don't have to. I know there are few people who have, but there is no purpose in this. The Bible Leo, I saw, I mean, the Bible Leo, so they are meeting with no reason. Yerushalayim is based upon Allah, and if Yerushalayim is based upon Funkai, so there is a danger. So I saw many people. The right Shmuel, the right Shu, men, God, no other slave. Again, one. That's good thing, but it's not one. everything. Habe ich gemerkt, habe ich gesagt, ich habe geschneit, gesagt, mein Mutter war nicht für mich, aber viele von der Familie waren viele Dinge, die Priyama waren, die sich viele, und Kür befrischt, der Rebbe, die Jungenarbe, da und Kür Arbe, Kula, alle Kür, Deutschrei, hoch, auch mit dem Achasi, die Tür, den Gott, die Tür, die man die Jacke, die Tür, die Menschen, die Leute, die Menschen, die Tür, ja. Now we have to see the power. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Say that David was the one who said hallelujah, composed the hallelujah.
for the first time, because Dobby composed the howl for the first time, and in the days of Dobby, so the Pislishon Michal was flourishing. So again, it's a euphemistic expression, according to Rashbam. Some point out, he says, in the tree, it means just the opposite. Unfortunately, the Abizorel of Michal so flourished. They were unfortunately many Jews who believed in that nonsense. So it was flourishing. So how could Dobby say? So clearly they say, when the Mitzias was the reverse of it, the reason. So if we say Meishon, like, so what, we should change it? Because unfortunately, there was a set situation in the Jewish people, Chassu Shalom. But if you say that Dobby composed it, that Dobby composed it, some melee, so how is the child that Dobby composed the expression when you say it in face of a challenging fact, tragic fact, but a challenging fact. So it's a raya that this was composed before Dobby. So the Lucas shown change just because the said tragic phenomenon of the Abizorah flourishing in Israel is contradicted of course it's mainly said it didn't contradict anyway, but it means that there was a segment in Jewish people who wasn't ready for that, for saying Kimei. Now, Luke Rashi explained the same way. So, the Racha comes from the brain, we don't do three. The Hasim up and do scrolling in how, in our cosmic meaning is here. So, it's very neat. But of course, they say just because they were foolish Jews who believed in that nonsense. So, they has to show them negates the fact of many things, but means that the Jews were not ready, not all the Jews were ready. So when we say in the Bible, I don't let our Kilo be shoot for some. Turn up on. Cochet, the Bohisham of Dobby, the Sita Tilling. The blessing in that you make it at me on one. Make it at me on one. The Bishua in there to make it Tibo on one. Now, I just want to go over the piece of Gemara and then I'll discuss the sheetahs about how. Whenever it's a Ramatseach, Guineas, so that is purpose was love a maskil, whenever it says a few maskil, how did he turn them on? May David Mismay, Milamich, Shoso of Shima Baka, Omar Shiro. So whenever it says, May David Mismay, so the Pshatis, May David, when David was inspired with Hakadesh, then he said in Mismay, Mismay David, so that means that the starting to say Shiro, he allows the inspiration. So you have to learn in a spirit of joy. Omar Abnachman, the Chayyim Chalom Tei, Eini Vomar Abgidu, how can we say that Baraloche has to be recited and has to be learned in a spirit of joy and rejoicing? But Omar Abdi, Omar Abdi, Omar Yesus Mirabe, the inspossers of late things, Mertich Veno Shenema, Sifseisov Shishamin, Nipis Mirabe, Altikho Shishamin, Roshishun, of learning Torah, Altikho Mirabe, Elumaro Veir, that means that when a person studies Torah, he has to be overtaken with the feeling of trepidation, not with rejoicing. Not rejoicing. So it says, Loikashe, Hobi Rabbe, Hobi Talmide. But the Talmud, in order to be a good Talmud, he cannot, you know, feel as if he had been playing with his peers. In other words, he has to be overtaken, he has to be impressed with a feeling of solemnity and trepidation. The Talmud sits before the Rebbe with a feeling, you know, of playfulness. He might like the Rebbe, so he sits in a spirit of playfulness, but he's not going to accomplish anything. The boy sing a whole lot of Rebbe, the Rikashe, Homikami di Posach, the only boss of the Posach. So the Rebbe, before he starts teaching Torah, so he should be overtaken by a feeling of joy and even playfulness, but and humor. But the person of Posach, he has to be overtaken by a feeling of solemnity and trepidation. Because the Rabbi Mikami, the person of Rabbonon, means that it's Birchase, Ubatel Rabbonon, in other words, in order to set the Talmidim in the proper mood. So he was humorous. But with the same Yosef being said, to Pasabish might say, Ton Rabbonon, how is it? How is it the Omre? The Blessed are in Amazing Israel, the Lord, the Shoshon, the Layam, the Imam, the Lord, the Vishen, the Lord, the Mishiba, the Hakeidesh, the Omre, the Man, the Man, the that the prophet in Yishayim and Chaz, that in the name of Yeshua in Yisroel Amu, Yishon Shom Dalei Malach Iknam, Al Chiknam, Hei Namu Loi Lonu Mishiva, Rakei Yesh Luman Luman Ese, when Rami Doyeh Yadei Rubo, Kamu Yishon Shom Dalei Sishom, Hei Namu Loi Lonu, Rubati Mishiva Luman Luman Ese, when Azari Mechazkis Yaiti Amu, Yishon Shom Dalei Sakhir, Hei Namu Loi Lonu, ומשווה כי יש חמצי ומחנה משווה צהל אמרו בשם שומעו לנו חי הצהר הראשו אין אמרו לא ילדו ומשווה כי יש למען מנעשה כבי תגלו למחד עשר אמרו בשם שומעו לנו חי הצהר הראשו אין אמרו לא ילדו ומשווה כי יש למען מנעשה רחולים הם ימים שבימים תקנו מישראל שאין מית על כל פרק ופרק על כל צורי צורי שטובה לין ישראל ושניקום רימוי שם גלוסון so you have two pshotim what's the machlekes one says that Yeshua Yisrael Amru, I mean Meisha Yisrael Amru, one says that Yeshua Yisrael, one says the Ubarak, one says Chasidus Yalti, one says Echam Shalazayeh, one says Rabbi Yisrael Lili. So what's the machlokes? So let's see the Rashi, and let's see Yeshua v'chol Yisrael amru, k'rina raf Yisrael v'Yeshua amru, v'chim k'ir shabim, it's Rashi. Linear. So according to the first chapter, where Rav mentioned to me, she's Rashi's chapter. I think Sefer Shemim mentioned the name of Rashi. And here, Rav Bam says, Rabbein, Rashi was Rav Bam's rabbi. So, but Rashi yet doesn't say anything. So, according to Rashi's chapter, it means,
yes,
that Yisrael of Yeshua Amru, not that he says Yeshua was the first one to say. First to say. No, it is a Rashi mentioned. Yeshua v'chol Yisrael Amru, claim Af Yeshua v'chol Yisrael Amru. So it is Rashi. It's mentioned in the Rashi. It's mentioned in Rashi. V'chim k'rish ha'bein l'nir l'shin k'im l'hu l'asor p'orshe k'im k'im ha'binayu v'chachom k'im l'hu l'shin So the Rashbam is chayv from Rashi. He says, no, Talat Anoim say Yeshua Amru. Don't know, they mean that Yeshua was the first one to say it, not that Yeshua also said. Because if we say Yeshua also said, so then there is no machlokes. No machlokes. Why you won't say this and that? I mean, what is the machlokes? So, yes, Kabbalah. So one of the Kabbalah that Yeshua was the first one. When it's Kabbalah, David is the first one. Alright, so maybe we'll discuss the various issues about how. Now, there is a good place to show you. The Baha'u'llah Zilis mentions the mitzvah of saying how. Saying Hallel has been made and beyond it. So, so is it right? It's mentioned in the Rambam, is Masika the right of this? He says it's only the Rambam. Thank you. Rambam says, Shira Shrishi. Shashir Shavishin Shin Holu Bukhala Yamit Shin Rambam. Yad Mitzvah, so that means the Rabbon and Samatan Kuni Yad Mitzvah. That is El Yin or the Holy or the Lord. It's so perfect. It shouldn't even have been mentioned. Yaha shall the Russian account of the Yamitis never mentioned the Sina. Ich nehme an. Die Dollar hat gut schon wieder ein Bonus in der Arme. Weil das ist nicht schlecht, die kann auch nicht mehr. Aber der Romolov ist ein Tobe Rabbi. So ein Tobe Rabbi in der Laufe der Arme. Und nur eine Handschuhe, die kann ich jungen und ich erzähle, dass ich mir vorher die Projekte, die mich mal wählen, die zu heilen, und für das Mädchen, weil ich das Abunnen, die ich jetzt gut finde, und ich will mir auch sein, ja, die nicht mehr was haben. So, die Statue auf vieles Menschen ist, in ihrer Mitzvah ist die Mitzvah auf 10 Kaule an 18 Days. 18 Days in der Kaufe der Jahre. So, die Statue ist in Ischma, in Schengen und Nemole, hau ist die Kaltbezi in Lore, in Erech, in Lore in Erech, in Matthew, 18 Days. So, I mean, in Absoil, 18 Days. In Absoil. In Kutzlar, it's yet for Paul. How they have for power days, 21 days, you have 8 days of Pesach, and then you have 8 days of Hanukkah, so it's 16. You have 2 days of Shavuos, so it's 18.